This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
People's Court.
This is SEC Court with Judge Gary Danielson. On today's docket, it's the plaintiff, Ed Orgeron, pleading his case against the defendants of the SEC office. Let's take a listen.
All rise. The Honorable Judge Danielson presiding.
Okay. What do we have today, Coach O? What seems to be your complaint?
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry, I'm asking you for the freedom of my linebacker, Devin White. He's a good boy, and the punishment don't fit the crime. Now, I know he does need to serve some sort of suspension. That's why me and my coaching staff have come up with an alternative. You let Devin play this Saturday against Alabama, and we will initiate his punishment of not being able to watch the first two offensive possessions for us against Rice. He will also have to face me in the anger cage for 8 minutes.
Wait. I mean, you can't just come up here with your own punishment, Coach. That's crazy talk. It says right in the rules, right there. You see it? Rule number 3. All right, count with me. 1, 2, right there. 3, right there. That's his punishment, and it's for the game against Alabama.
Mm.
Now, I don't think you have a leg to stand on here.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I do.
But I will say that the guys from the SEC office, I really do appreciate your shirts today. Bailiff Vern, look. They say, 1 for the money and 2 for the road. That's actually quite comical right there.
Coach O don't think that's funny at all, Judge Danielson.
Okay, calm down. I will tell you what. How about this for a ruling? If you guys are down by 24 points or more at the end of the third quarter, I will rule that Coach Saban will not be allowed to play Tua at all in the fourth quarter. Does that sound fair?
But, Judge, that boy don't ever play in the fourth quarter.
Well, I call it like I think I saw it. That's my ruling. What's next on the docket, Skip?
The plaintiff, Gus Malzahn, is suing his offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey for negligence and his inability to problem solve under pressure. The plaintiff is asking for $32 million.
Whoa! Think you got the wrong judge here, buddy. You need to take this amateur hour stuff back down to Jefferson Pilot Court.
Cue the duck.
Now. Classic.
Cue the duck. That's
Dr. Be a good bailiff, wouldn't he?
Vern.
Wow.
Dr. Lou's segment brought to you by Wagner's Team Sports.
Don't miss the line. I call it like I think I saw it. It's very good.
A couple of times this year, man, Gary. I know those press boxes at Neyland Stadium a long way away, but that first touchdown where he thought it was knocked out. I always love when he starts counting players on the field. The one.
I got the ball with the marker, too.
Yeah, two. There's three over here. All right.
That's out of that frame right there.
Where college football never ends.
The check is good. Auburn wins 22-19. The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.